All right, Mike, a few days later, how does it feel looking back to last Sunday?
Still great. Still 100% great. I think that's going to be, you know, great all my life. So to still be here, still, you know, be with these guys and, you know, being in the dugout and hanging out with everybody, it's pretty amazing.
Have you had trouble, like, sleeping since then, relaxing? Is it easy now to know that you're getting another start to refocus and look towards the future? Or are you still thinking about that coming off the mound to the roar of 40,000 people?
Sleeping Saturday night was tough, but every night since then it's been all right. And, I still have little flashbacks to the walking off the mound, but it's all about the next game. You know, I can't live on one game, so I'm trying to move on to the next game and then, you know, think about that game whenever I need it.
How many calls and texts did you get after the game?
Oh, a ton. Too many to count.
Have you gotten back to everyone?
I tried to, yeah.
Who did you call and reach out to after the game? Family, former coaches, the Mike Griffins of the world, guys who have kind of been there along the way?
Well, I didn't really have to reach out to many people. They were all coming to me. And plus, my family is the most important thing, and they were all here. So, you know, obviously I called my grandmother and, you know, some people who couldn't come. It was very nice. You know, I had a lot of support from all over. And like I said, I tried to get back to everyone, and I know I missed some people.
How did you guys celebrate with your family on Sunday night? Any place to go to dinner, anywhere to go out?
Well, my family's still in the real world, so after the game, I said, hey, I love you, you know, hugged them, and then they had to get on the road and head back to North Carolina because they drove. So, I didn't do much, but, you know, just kind of reliving the moment.
Rarely do you see, Mike, a college-age pitcher get drafted and then get to the big leagues earning his way up through every level. You rarely see that nowadays. It's usually a rush. You might skip a level, or maybe you get there and you spend a couple of weeks or so. How much do you think that helped you to be so prepared when you got the call and got the opportunity?
I would definitely say, you know, I kind of sped through the lower levels a little bit, you know, obviously. But, you know, to stay a few years in Bowie and stay a few years in Norfolk, you know, especially with their staffs that they had, I think it helped me a lot. You know, I felt prepared, you know, when things weren't going right. You know, I gave up a couple base hits. All the things I learned in, you know, Double A and Triple A and, you know, even some of the lower levels was, it was very, very helpful.
I remember a couple years ago, I was talking to you at spring training, and there was no chance you were going to make the team. There was no chance you'd probably be in the big leagues that season. But several years ago, Buck Showalter and Dan Duquette said, Mike should at least be in the beginning stages of spring training with the big club. How much did that experience help you to be around the team and be with those high-level coaches?
Yeah, the experience I got there was unbelievable, you know, because when I came in the clubhouse, I already felt like I was part of this team. You know, I felt like I was here. I felt like all the guys knew me, and, you know, they were willing to help. And like I said, yeah, I just felt like I've been here before because of all the spring trainings that I've had.
Mike Wright's with us on WBAL News Radio 1090. I was in Frederick the other day, the day you pitched, and everyone was so excited about what you were doing. And they said, man, he was really good here, but he wasn't throwing 95 to 98. What happened?
Just got bigger, stronger, you know, I guess just kind of maturing into my body. And honestly, the stage here obviously has a little bit of adrenaline and you know, obviously amps your game up a little bit. So definitely the excitement and, you know, the anticipation of it, you know, definitely got to me a little bit. But,
do you feel you're at the peak of your baseball abilities, like, right now?
I hope not. I hope to get better every year. You know, I think that's everybody's plan going into the off season and, you know, going into every season is to be better than you were last year. So
going back to last season, you struggled in the beginning in Norfolk, reading about some tough luck games and some one or two bad starts and made the ERA look bloated. But then you got hot late. I remember we talked on the phone that you were really locked in. Is this just a carryover from that, whatever you kind of adjusted and figured out in the back half of last season?
Yeah, absolutely. The end of last season was great for me because, you know, I had so many people, you know, helping me. Mike Griffin, you know, RJ, Ron Johnson, and, you know, Brian Ward, who he traded away, and Steve Clevenger, all the guys that we had were just like, you know, your stuff's good. You know, you're just you're pressing a little bit too much. You know, go out there and have fun. And it's a game. You know, there's a bunch of little kids here today, you know, to see them all happy. And, you know, it just reminds me that I have to come out here and have fun. And when I do that, you know, my numbers are a little bit better.
And then finally, Mike, how cool is it to have two-fifths of the Norfolk rotation from opening day here in Baltimore right now contributing?
Yeah, that's great. You know, me and Tyler got drafted together. And, you know, we moved up through most of the levels together. And, you know, we've always talked about, you know, being here together and, you know, hopefully being the future of Baltimore. And, you know, I wouldn't say right now we're going to be sticking here forever. You know, I hope so. But, I mean, the starting rotation up here is so good right now. And, you know, luckily we got some opportunities. But, you know, for me and Tyler to be up here together is amazing.